I will give to you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. You will live in the land I gave your forefathers. You will be my people, and I will be your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now I invite us to stand as we hear the reading from the Gospel.
The Gospel is taken from John chapter 20, beginning at verse 19. Jesus appears to his disciples. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and he stood among them and he said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. And if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Open our hearts and our minds, O Lord,
that we may hear your word, believe your truth, and fashion our lives in accordance with your will, and all for Christ's sake. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I don't know about you, but I certainly find that life can be really rather puzzling and confusing at times. When we stop and think about our human lives, we're aware that we are a very, very tiny part of the most unimaginably vast universe. And our planet circles round the sun, and here we are, each of us as an individual, something like 7 billion of us on the surface of this planet, all trying to find our way in life, wondering about how to live and how to live a good life. We know as well that life can be extraordinarily challenging at times. Tonight in Nepal, there are people struggling to pick up their lives after that devastating earthquake. We know that there are many, many people who live in parts of our world where they struggle to find jobs, food, where there is real violence, and we have many, many people taking desperate measures to try and come across the Mediterranean Sea in very dangerous circumstances to get to a better life. All of those things are going on, great human suffering. That goes alongside, of course, the extraordinary capacity that we have also to do not only terrible things to each other, as it happens in some parts of our world, but also wonderfully good things as well, to be celebrated in human life. And it might be that one of the symbols of that human cooperation and the desire to do good things is marathon running. And if you watch some of the coverage of the London Marathon last week, you will have seen on all those television screens a real desire of so many people to want to do not only challenging things, but also to do things that will help to raise money for all sorts of good causes. You've already had the plug for the Vicar's Marathon tomorrow, but that marathon running, that running seems to symbolise something about our human spirit at its best. So life is a real mix, as we try to find our way. We're shortly to have a general election, and one of the questions will be how we find a way of living together that can really serve the common good so that everyone can thrive. But as well, there's that same question in our individual journeys of life. You may have been through all sorts of twists and turns in your life, and you've arrived at this place and in this church. And we have some of our number who've come to be baptized and confirmed, who've come to a particular point in life where they know that the Christian way is truly important and fundamental. And we're going to see something of the commitment that they want to make. They will know, as we all do, that there are things within ourselves which spoil and mar our own lives and the lives of others. We can be selfish, we can be self-centered, we can get ourselves into real trouble at times. All of us have the capacity to do that day by day. We know that. But we also know that we want to live as best we can. We really do want to live well. And a lot of that is to do with our inner spirit, what's going on deep inside us, our real beliefs and values about what's really important in human life. Well, many years ago, something like 2,500 years ago, the prophet Ezekiel lived, and we heard some of his book read to us tonight. It was a difficult and challenging time for the people of Israel then. They were a nation who had been overrun by the mighty Babylonian Empire, who were a particularly ruthless lot. Many of them had been taken into exile in Babylon, and Ezekiel was speaking to those people. In their desperation, many of them were tempted to worship idols and all sorts of different gods, different ways that they thought might have brought them hope. But Ezekiel gave them an extraordinary promise to those people who were living in such a challenging time. He said, "I know there's all sorts of things wrong with your lives, and very often there's all sorts of things not only wrong externally with the way things are going, but also deep inside you." And we heard through the words of Ezekiel's God's promise that his Holy Spirit would give to them a new heart and a new spirit deep within. And they would be transformed by that spirit and made to really want to live their lives as God wanted to them, following God's statutes. Well, those verses, that promise, has always been seen by Christians as pointing towards the coming of Jesus Christ nearly 500 years after that, and the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ's presence with us. Christians have looked at Jesus as being the real key to understanding our place in the universe, extraordinary as that might seem. And in our service tonight, we are going to remember particularly the death, the life and death and resurrection of Jesus as we come to the Holy Communion part of our service, where Jesus told his disciples to share in bread and wine just as they'd done in order to remember all the extraordinary things that had happened, because it was important to remember it. Because here in Jesus, our Christian belief tells us that God is with us in human form, in the life of Jesus. God is not just some kind of abstract idea who is remote and aloof from life. Rather, God is alongside us, God is with us, God shares in all the ups and downs of our lives. And he did so in the life of Jesus. But it's not just that as well. In the suffering and death of Jesus, and in his resurrection, there is the message that at the heart of God, the deepest reality of all in our universe, is the self-giving, suffering love of God made known in Christ. It's an extraordinary idea, but the idea is that this love of God is the deepest and most powerful thing there is. And on the cross, we see that love of God given for each one of us. That love is there for us, for each of us tonight. Not only for those being baptized and confirmed, that love surrounds us every moment, whether we pay attention to it or not. And that love has the capacity to change and transform our lives. But love never forces its way in. We need to open our hearts and our lives to that love of God and learn to know God's forgiveness for all the wrong things we've done and let that love slowly begin to shape us and transform us in our lives. The first disciples of Jesus, I think, really struggled to understand all that was going on around them in the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. And the few verses we've just heard from John's Gospel, the disciples, we're told, after the time of Jesus' death, were behind closed doors, locked doors. They were frightened. They thought perhaps whatever had gone on had simply come to an end. But then the risen Christ, we're told, came and was with them in a new kind of way. And of course, that was an extraordinary experience for them. And that new presence of the risen Christ brought the first thing that Christ said, "Peace be with you." That deep love of God can bring forgiveness, can bring healing, and can bring deep peace deep inside us. And that is what Christ was saying to those first disciples, that we can learn to see our lives in a wholly new light, the light of God's transforming love. Of course, it can be difficult to believe. The verses that follow just after are all about the story of Thomas, one of Jesus' disciples, who said, "I'm just not going to believe all that unless I actually see Jesus. I put my hands in his wounds. I'm simply not going to believe all of that stuff." And we're told that Jesus appeared to Thomas and he realized that Christ was indeed risen and that it was really happening. And Thomas said to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." He put his trust in that way of God's love. We're about to have a general election, of course, as we all know. And most of us will have to make our votes, our choices about who we're going to put our trust in to govern this country for the next 5 years, or however long the government lasts, whatever shape it might be. And we've read all their manifestos. We might think of Jesus' death and resurrection as God's manifesto, telling his world about his love and its ability to change us. But what we have to do is put our trust in that love of God. And that's precisely what those of you who are coming to be baptized and confirmed are doing. You are putting your trust in that transforming love of God, not just tonight, but day by day, as your journey of life and faith continues. And there'll be some very important things for you to do if that love of God is truly to shape you, not just tonight, but for the rest of your days. Those three things are very simple. Learning to pray day by day, Sunday by Sunday as you come to worship, sharing all that's going on with God. Prayer and worship are vital. Then also, you need to think about your Christian faith. You need to talk about it and share it. Christian faith can be difficult and challenging, but we can think about it. We can talk with others about how we understand the different bits. We can share our story with others And we're going to hear the story of two of our number in a moment or two. And then as well as praying and thinking and talking about your faith, you also need to act it. You need to learn to be people who care, people who grow in love, caring about those around you, and praying that God will forgive you for the selfish things we do, and God will slowly shape you to make us the more generous, loving, and full-hearted people he wants all of us to be. To pray, to think and share, and to act are important day by day as you make your Christian journey. So we pray for all of you being baptized and confirmed tonight. We pray that you will know God's Spirit within you, slowly shaping and forming you day by day. And we pray that not only tonight that you will know that love of God, but all your days. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're now going to turn back to our orders of service for our liturgy of initiation. And we're going to have, very briefly, I think, in a moment, the stories of two of our number. But I think before we do that, we're going to present those who are to be baptized and confirmed. And so I'm going to invite Trevor to present those who are to be baptized and confirmed tonight.
So, Bishop Richard, this evening I present you for baptism and confirmation David Armstrong, Albert Graver, and Crystal McNeil. To reaffirm her baptismal vows this evening, Edna Price. And to be confirmed, Jake Butler, Anna Edwards, Naomi Edwards, Max Houghton, and Sasha Williamson.
Well, thank you, Trevor, for presenting our candidates this evening. And thank you, too, for all the work that's gone on in the parish. All those who've helped to prepare and pray for those to be baptized and confirmed tonight. I'm very grateful for all that work. Now, I'm going to invite Crystal, Albert, and David, who are going to be baptized, please to stand. And if you would turn to the bottom of page 2 in the orders of service, if everyone could do that. I'm going to ask a question of Crystal and Albert and David, and I invite the three of you to answer this question at the bottom of page 2 together. Crystal, Albert, and David, do you wish to be baptized? Thank you. I invite the rest of our candidates who are going to be baptized also now to stand. So all those who are being confirmed to stand, and I invite the rest of you to answer this question at the top of page 3 together. Have you been baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit? And a final question for all of our candidates together. Are you ready, with your own mouth and from your own heart, to affirm your faith in Jesus Christ? Thank you. I'd invite you now, please, to be seated. And we're going to hear very briefly from Edna and Anna, their little bit of their story of life and faith. I'm going to hand back to the Vicar Trevor for that part of our service.
So, Anna, first of all, if you'd like to come, Anna has prepared something she'd like us to tell us as to why she's here this evening. Anna, welcome. If you just speak.
I want to be confirmed because I feel like I am ready to hand my life completely over to God and trust Him to the full. I want to put my life into God's hands and go to Him when troubled, or trust Him no matter what. And I think being confirmed ties a knot and shows it to everyone. I am ready to fulfill faith in God, to spread God's word and how amazing He is.
Thank you, Anna, so much. Thank you.
Well done.
Edna, I'd like to introduce you to Edna. Now, Edna, it's a wonderful thing she's here this evening, because actually Edna has both been baptized and confirmed, but she this evening really wants to mark what God has done in her life by renewing or reaffirming her baptismal vows as part of the service. Tell us, Edna, about this last year that has actually brought you to this place this evening.
I have a friend called Karen, and I think I was made. I think the Lord led me to Karen. And I came here one day to meet her, and there was mothers from the Oasis group doing flowers because it was going to be Mothering Sunday. And I felt really heavy at heart, and I went into the office and said to Sue if she could open the office, the church, please. I wanted to pray. She said, would I like somebody to pray with me? And I said, yes. And we prayed, and she said to me, I'll read a bit that I think would help you of Psalm 139. Now, this is where I think the Lord actually, I know this is the Lord's sign. Nobody was in the church, only me and Sue. And I went outside, and I didn't know Kate, the vicar's wife, and I just walked across and said, being nosy like I am, what are you all doing? And she said, we're doing bunches of flowers for Mother's Day. And I said, oh, you're trying to send them on them? And she said, yes, a quote from the Bible. I cannot believe this, even to this day. I didn't know Kate, I didn't know what they were doing, and I actually picked up a bunch of flowers that Kate was doing, and on it was a passage from Psalm 139. Now, if that wasn't Jesus, God telling me that this was my church and he was coming to come to me, I don't know what was. I really don't. And then I read the Alpha Course, and I've been asking for God to be in my life for a long, long time. And I knew I've been a Christian, but not like I am now. And I did the Alpha Course, and I came out one night after session, and Ellie and Owen approached me and said, we can feel you really want Jesus, God, into your life. And they took me back in the room, and we said prayers, and they gave me a Bible. And I just can't tell anybody how it felt. And then we did a Saturday on the Alpha Course, and it was when God came into your spirit, and you got God's spirit. And Karen, my friend, and Sasha, my other friend, Karen was praying with Sasha with her hand on her shoulder, and I put my hand on Sasha's shoulder, whatever, I can't ever say that word. And I could feel, it was just, to start with, I thought it was heartburn, and then I put my hand on Sasha, and obviously the spirit was coming from Karen and Sasha, and then into me, and I could feel something I've never felt before, and I'm a very old lady, and I've never, ever felt it before, but I've been brought up in a Christian family. I now know that that's what God wanted me to do. And also, there's been a lot of adversities in my life, like everybody else. All I've done is get up and get on with it. I had a husband die in bed next to me. I've had my arm taken off in a machine. I had a mother and father die within 11 months. And yet people used to come up to me and say, how can you do this? How can you do this? And I'm thinking, well, I don't know, I'm doing this. I must be a hard-nosed bitch, basically. I thought, you know, must be. And then, having now been in here for a year, I know it wasn't just me. It was the Lord. And he was inside me, and I didn't know. And this church, and Karen, and all my family now of the church, have proven to me, and my partner now, have proven to me that I am in God's hands, and I want to be with him. That's why I want to reaffirm my baptism vows.
Thank you so much, Edna. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm very grateful both to Edna and to Anna for sharing a little bit of your stories of life and faith. And of course, there are stories of life and faith behind all of those to be baptized and confirmed tonight. And we've just heard two examples. And of course, that is of all of us. Now, I'm going to invite now all of the candidates, those making their baptismal vows and being confirmed, everyone please to stand and just turn and face the congregation for a moment. And if the congregation, yes, you stand and just turn and face the congregation. And if the congregation could turn to the middle of page 3 on our orders of service, the next part of the service is really rather important because it's a question to all of you asking for your support and prayers and love for those being baptized and confirmed tonight. Because they're not doing it just as lone individuals, they're doing it as part of God's church, part of their wider network of family and friends. And it's very important that they hear that support. And so I'm going to ask this next question in the middle of page 3, and I'd invite you to answer loudly and clearly with the words in bold. Faith is the gift of God to his people. In baptism, the Lord is adding to our number those whom he is calling. People of God, will you welcome these candidates and uphold them in their life in Christ? With the help of God, we will. Thank you. I now invite all our candidates, please, to turn and face the front once more. And we come to the part of our service headed the decision at the bottom of page 3. And I'm going to put a number of questions to you, as in the order of service. And I invite you all to answer together using the words in the bold type. In baptism, God calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. To follow Christ means dying to sin and rising to new life with him. Therefore, I ask, do you reject the devil and all rebellion against God? Do you renounce the deceit and corruption of evil? Do you repent of the sins that separate us from God and neighbor? Do you turn to Christ as Savior? Do you submit to Christ as Lord? Do you come to Christ, the way, the truth, and the life? Now, having heard the decision, we're going now to move to the waters of baptism, which are behind me. And I think as we do so, we're going to sing. Oh, afterwards, sorry, we're not going to sing some songs. So if you'd like to follow me, and if we have the three of you to be baptized, if you could end up next to me at the top of the font. The ladder's the clue. And if the other if all the other candidates would like to come up as well, so that you can be close to the action. Yes, if you come right back so that the folk can see, that's it. That's it, that's lovely. Right, and please do feel free just to move so that you can see what's going on if that's left you in a place where you can no longer see. Right. Okay. Wonderful. Sorry. No, I'll in a minute. We're going to begin this part of our service, the baptism, with the signing with the cross on the forehead of those to be baptized. The cross, of course, is the basic symbol of the Christian faith, and this is part of a very ancient Christian tradition in baptism. Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of his cross. Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of his cross. Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of his cross. Do not be ashamed to confess the faith of Christ crucified. And we say together, fight valiantly as a disciple of Christ against sin, the world, and the devil, and remain faithful to Christ to the end of your life. May Almighty God deliver you from the powers of darkness. Restore in you the image of his glory, and lead you to the light in the light and obedience of Christ. Amen. And now a prayer over the water of baptism. Praise God who made heaven and earth, who keeps his promise forever. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water to sustain, refresh, and cleanse all life. Over water the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water you led the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the Promised Land. In water your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us from the death of sin to newness of life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we baptize into his fellowship those who come to him in faith. Now sanctify this water, that by the power of your Holy Spirit they may be cleansed from sin and born again. Renewed in your image, may they walk by the light of faith and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Now I invite us all to join together in the profession of faith, and I invite you all to answer together, should you wish to do so, the questions at the top of page 7. Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made the world?
I believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Son Jesus Christ who redeemed mankind?
I believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God?
I believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
I now invite Trevor, the vicar, to baptize Crystal, Albert, and David in the name of this Christian faith. Well done, David. Okay, well done. Just get your towel. Just there.
Albert, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well done, Albert. Okay. Crystal. Okay. Well done.
Crystal, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Words to say to all three of the candidates. You have been clothed with Christ. As many as are baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
And now a prayer for Crystal, for Albert, and for David. May God, who has received you by baptism into his church, pour upon you the riches of his grace, that within the company of Christ's pilgrim people, you may daily be renewed by his anointing spirit and come to the inheritance of the saints in glory. Amen. Now a prayer for all the baptized. Almighty God, we thank you for our fellowship in the household of faith with all who have been baptized into your name. Keep us all faithful to our baptism, and so make us ready for that day when the whole creation shall be made perfect in your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now, before we come to the confirmation, we are going to sing some songs together. I think the worship group are going to lead us in that, whilst the baptized just get dried up and changed. And as we sing, that will bring us to the place of confirmation. And as we sing these songs, perhaps we might remember that it is leading us into a place of prayer, praying for those who are being baptized and confirmed. Okay.
Shall we stand to celebrate and sing together?
Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou, O death, hast won. Angels in bright raiment rolled the stone away, kept the folded grave close where thy body lay. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou, O death, hast. Jesus meets us, risen from the tomb. Lovingly he greets us, scatters fear and gloom. Let the church with gladness hymns of triumph sing, for the Lord now liveth. Has lost its sting. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou, O death, hast won. No more we doubt thee, glorious Prince of Life. Life is not without thee, aid us in our strife. Make us more than conquerors through thy deathless love. Bring us safe through Jordan to thy home above. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou, O death, hast won. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. I hear the Saviour say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper's heart and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him. Jesus died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white. Jesus paid it all. This life up from the dead. Praise the one who paid my debt. Praise this life up from the dead. No, praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead.
Lord, that by your blood you've washed us clean. Stars they wept, the morning sun was dead, the Savior of the world was fallen, his body on the cross, his blood poured out for us, the power fell away, the broken.
heaven looked away. The Son of God was in darkness, battle in the grave. War on death was the power of hell forever broken. The ground began to shake, the stone was rolled away. His perfect love could not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has rendered you defeated. Forever He is glorified. Forever He is lifted high. Forever He is risen. He is alive. He is alive. The ground began to shake. The ground began to shake. The stone was rolled away. His perfect love could not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has rendered you defeated. Forever He is glorified. The land.